Well, it's about that time again for Old Settlers Day celebration. It's coming up here again the weekend of August 8th, 9th, and 10th in Indianola. And here to talk about the Ranch Rodeo, to kind of the big event to kick off things. The one and only Mr. Mike Slattery. How you been?
I'm good, Rich. How have you been?
I'm doing good. We were just talking before we started taping here that hard to believe July was a blur and August is here, and that means Old Settlers Day weekend time, isn't it?
Yeah, Old Settlers is right around the corner, and I feel like we just got done cleaning up from last year, to be honest.
It just went that fast. Always does, doesn't it?
It gets faster every year, I swear.
Big event that always kind of kicks off that weekend, Mike, is the Indianola Ranch Rodeo, and you've got a lot going on that Friday, don't you?
Yeah, we have the Ranch Rodeo with the teamed events and the ranch bronc riding, and then also, we're going to have a benefit for Jeff Brooks, who is one of our committee members who was injured in a boating accident at Cambridge Lake the beginning of July. He was severely injured, and like we were just talking, he's very lucky to be alive. So we are going to have, during the Ranch Rodeo, we're going to auction off a 1878 Coach gun. It's a 12-gauge, 20-barrel. It's brand new. It was donated to us, and we're going to auction that off. We also have a raffle. It's a Ruger 10/22 caliber rifle with a scope on it. It has been used a couple times, but it is pretty much in brand new condition. We're going to raffle it off. There's a couple other things we're going to raffle. Capples have donated a stud fee to one of their studs. We're going to auction that off during that, and all the proceeds from this will go to the Jeff Brooks benefit. So trying to help one of our own out. I know he really doesn't want people to help, but it's just something we felt we needed to do. So,
and he's been part of your committee, I'm sure, for a long time.
He has been with us since the very start of this deal. He has been a tremendous asset for us, and we just felt we needed to give back a little bit. And then as far as that goes, the Southwest School is going to auction off meat bundles, which will be steaks and steaks and stuff like that. And that money goes to the Southwest School's beef program. And then, yeah, we're going to have the bronc riding and the ranch rodeo, and it's going to be a full night.
Folks are already starting to sign up, I'm sure, with this being a week away, starting to get ready for it.
Yeah, we are getting filled up on the bronc riding. We're getting filled up on the teamed events. Yeah, it's going to be it should be a full house.
I think it was last year. Let's hope Mother Nature cooperates this year, because wasn't it last year? You had a storm blow in, didn't you?
Yeah, we had that rain come in last year, and we had to postpone a week. I don't ever want to have to do that again. That was a little hairy for a while, but we pulled it off, and it all turned out good. So
yeah, I think that that arena area was pretty much underwater, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't safe for the contestants or the stock. It was boot high in mud. I mean, top of your boots.
Exactly. Everything's going to start off on that Friday night at about 6:30. Is that right?
Yep. The Calcutta will start at 6:30. The meat bundle auction and all that will follow the Calcutta while we're doing rules meeting with the contestants.
If folks want to get involved with this, be a part of it, is sign up going on right now, or just do it the night of?
Please enter now or as soon as you can so we can build our programs and stuff like that. But as far as spectator-wise, yeah, just show up. Pull down towards the ball field like you're pulling in the ball field. We'd like to keep the parking area on the south side of the arena for contestants only, because it gets very congested with pickups and trailers. So, yeah, please pull down by the ball field, and they'll get you checked in and have a good time.
You and Alex Haig and John Harris, kind of part of that committee. I'm sure you got a few others to really help you out, too.
Yeah, John Harris, Alex Haig, myself, Cindy Hayes, Kirk Martin, John's wife Kristen has done a tremendous job on helping us with our graphic design on programs and things like that, things that us guys are no good at.
Now, there's some added money for this night, isn't there?
Yeah, there's $3,000 added in the team side of it, which is one of the highest paying ranch rodeos in the state of Nebraska. We also have $1,000 added in the bronc riding, which is very high as well. So, yeah, we draw teams. We've drawn teams clear out of Wyoming, Valentine, Gordon. I think Bassett. We've had teams come. We had a team 1 year come from Texas. So we draw some people with that added money.
Now the entry for once again is kind of coming up here for on the 1st of August. Is that right? Is it kind of a deadline?
Well, we would like to have everything in, but as we all know, that never quite pans out that way. So the sooner people can get signed up would be the best for us. Like, so we can build our program from there.
A lot of the information we're talking about with Mike, you can find on the Indianola Ranch Rodeo Facebook page, can't you?
Yes. All the info on Jeff's benefit is on our Facebook page. All the info on the Ranch Rodeo itself is on the Facebook page. And our phone number's on there, too. If you got questions, holler at one of us. We'd be glad to answer any questions you might have.
Now, there is a little bit of a fee to get in to for everybody, right?
Yeah, and I'm probably going to mess this up. I think it's $10. Yep. $10 a person at the gate.
And it's just a little fee. It kind of helps out with it. Because everything costs a little money, doesn't it?
Yes, and costs are going up. Just like everything. Everything's getting more expensive. It's just part of it. It costs us a lot of money, a lot of volunteer time to put it on. And we just every year take what we make off of it and we put it back into the arena for the next year. So it's just... We continue to grow and try to make it better each year.
Finally, I got to say about that rodeo arena and the baseball area. You guys have worked on that so much over the last couple of years. That area is looking tremendous down there.
Yeah, we're really working with the ballpark down there. They're very supportive of us. We're very supportive of them. The Teal family had put up a playground down there for the little kids as a memorial. We'd like to see the whole thing become one nice park type area down there, and we're gaining. We bought new buck and they're new to us. We bought buck and shoots this year. The rodeo committee used what money we had made from last year, and we bought buck and shoots. So we have permanent buck and shoots down there. We're working on trying to get lights. It just takes time and lots of money.
Exactly right. Great way to kick off the Old Settlers Weekend, isn't it?
Yes, it's a good way to bring it in. We have a lot of people come back for the all-class reunions, family reunions that come down there and have a good time. So, I mean, it's just a very family-friendly atmosphere, and hopefully it's not terribly hot this year. I don't think it's supposed to be, actually, so should be good.
You never know what Mother Nature's going to give you.
I did not expect this much rain last night. I know that. I was thinking we were maybe going to get a quarter inch, not an inch and a half. Mm-hmm. But we darn sure can take it. So,
Mike, thanks a million. Appreciate it. And have a fun weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Rich.